Talking now with Jillian Birch. She is a senior and the chapter president of the Odessa FFA chapter. Jillian, how long have you been involved with FFA?
Oh, all 4 years. I started my freshman year.
Have you been to any conventions in the time that you've been in FFA?
I've been to 2 state conventions, and then I've been to 2 national conventions.
At state and national, what awards did you win, or what did you attend for?
At state, I was awarded Missouri, one of the top 30 of Missouri juniors to attend Missouri Agribusiness Academy. So I received just a recognition for my first state convention, and then the second one, I was a finalist for swine proficiency. For my national conventions, I was just delegating and seeing the FFA work on a national level.
Now, do you have an SAE project?
Yes, I have 3. First one is I raise and show registered Duroc pigs. We show them at the local county fair and at the Missouri State Fair. And I have 15 acres of corn and soybeans, which is a rotational crop. This year I'll be doing soybeans, raising soybeans. And then my last one is where I work in our family seed warehouse, where I help, you know, take inventory of the seed, help load and deliver seed to our local farmers, and just help out in any way I can.
Now, the money that you earn from your SAE, what does that go into?
That goes into just, paying towards more pig feed, being able to increase acres in the future with chemicals and just tillage and just day-to-day basis on whatever is needed.
Now, what do you plan to do after high school?
I plan to attend the Missouri State University and major in ag education.
In the time that you've been in FFA, what skills do you think have most affected you, whether it be speaking skills or people skills?
Right. I definitely have gained people skills, you know, being able to talk both adults and my peers, being able to talk in front of large groups. It's definitely helped my confidence of just, you know, speaking on a regular basis. Leadership skills have definitely, you know, gained in helping other kids to get more involved in FFA, you know, push them to meet their potential in the FFA, what it provides. And time management skills is a big one. Just from, you know, having 3 SAE projects definitely keeps me on my toes. Being active in other school activities outside of the FFA, and while in FFA, being president, you know, taking on all the activities and roles that a president has their task to do.
And lastly, real quick, what advice do you have for kids just getting into FFA?
Definitely, I know most kids think that they have to be a farm kid to join the FFA, which is definitely not true. Any kids that if they live in town even, they are definitely more than welcome to join the FFA. The FFA provides so many great options from, you know, public speaking to SAEs to, you know, just CDEs in the spring of competing with different peers and gaining relationships and just really improving a member to become the best that they can be in leaders for tomorrow.
Well, looks like we ran out of time. And Jillian, best of luck to you, and thanks for talking with me today.
Yes, thank you.
Again, that was Jillian Birch. She is the president and a senior for the Odessa FFA chapter.